This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, murder. Don't worry, nobody's actually getting killed. This week, we're planning a murder mystery party. And for it, I've enlisted Elisa Hitchcock and Kimberly Gray. They've been running their business Outcast Productions for more than 20 years. And part of that business is hosting murder mystery parties. Elisa says one of the most crucial elements to a good mystery is assigning the right person the right character.
We recognize the personality and the character. We just kind of read them a little bit. We listen. And they flow into what it ultimately becomes is a story.
For this party, they'll be assigning characters to four of my coworkers. What's shocking is Elisa and Kimberly have just met them, but the characters Kimberly assigns them are spot on with their actual personalities.
And we're going to start with you. You are our tour guide for the night.
Okay.
You have been, you know this home inside and out. You know where all the ghosts live, and you know all the stories.
Can her name be Jane?
Jane. Jane it is. We have Clyde here, and Clyde's a skeptic. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He's never liked ghosts.
Jane, real name Anne, is actually the most excited about the murder mystery tonight. Clyde, real name John, is by far the most skeptical. We'll get to that more in a second. Next, we have Frank, real name John. He's the new guy. And lastly, we have Sylvia, real name Lori, the reporter with an accent.
A really, really bad British accent.
That works too.
And here is the plot of tonight's story.
We work for the American Society of Haunted Homes. So it's an association, the National Association, has challenged us to be in this home for the night.
The way this party will work is Kimberly will be acting and trying to lead the other actors in certain directions at certain times. Elisa will play the role of director.
I enjoy the room. I enjoy directing. And Kimberly's very, very good at the schmoozing, the passing the clues. It's a real skill that she has, and I love to direct it.
So remember how I said Kimberly picked the roles of my coworkers perfectly? This is Jane, the tour guide, and Clyde, the skeptic.
Please combine all of your experiences. The misery, the triumph, the lust. You, sir, seem to be a little bit suspect. I thought you were with the society.
Well, I am with the society, of course, but...
Mr. Clyde, is
I'm
that
Clyde.
Your name?
Yes,
Mr.
I'm Clyde.
Mr. Clyde, why don't you come and join me in the gentleman's chamber?
Jane then leads the group into the amethyst chamber, a room completely decorated in purple. Apparently, according to Jane, the woman that used to live here loved purple so much that she ate some poisonous monkshood and died.
Sometimes it reminds me of the horrid, horrid vomit that came out of her when she was poisoned. If you notice
purple.
That stain that is over on the floor in the far corner where the chamber pot used to be held.
Oh. She died
she
right
missed.
Here?
She died. Right here. Now, Sylvia, it seems like you will be the one sleeping in this room tonight.
Oh,
are you
good,
prepared?
Good.
I'm starting to wonder about that. Vomit and death all in the same room?
It's all right.
It's purple. You love it.
Nothing's going to happen.
The guests will settle into each of their haunted rooms until they are summoned for dinner.
Right, we will then. Be having pizza. We really couldn't afford anything else. The kitchen's still haunted and the cooks won't come back. We just had to get a pizza from the local place. Sorry about
pizza.
That. Anyhow, ta-ta, toodaloo. See you all at 8.
And this is when Elisa writes Kimberly a note on a small piece of paper. It says to kill Frank. The only problem, Frank doesn't want to die.
Oh my God, I'm going to scream. Frank, what's wrong? He's not moving. He's not breathing. What's going on? Frank. Oh my gosh, something's happened to Frank. I've got to
get
the
ghost. Me and the ghost are just playing this game where I pretend I'm dead.
Gosh, don't do that to me. We're in a haunted house.
Then Frank decides to do some directing of his own.
But anyways, then I went into the garage. I found these Molsons that were in a fridge. Also, there's a dead chef in there. He looks Swedish.
You saw the dead Swedish chef and you weren't at all concerned?
He went for the
He went for some beers.
Am I not telling you guys now? I was concerned. I was also concerned about the beer situation in the house.
I'm so sorry about the chef.
So we have our murder, or at least a body. Now the group just needs to figure out how the chef died and when.
I can't say for sure when he died, but I can say for sure it was before I had my first Molson, and he was definitely dead since I've had 6 more after that one.
Did you smell him?
I could smell him.
Elisa writes Kimberly another note. It says, the tour guide did it.
stay away from the tour guide. And now we're locked in this dumb house with her.
She is a bit weird.
The person who's obviously going around killing Swedish chefs, creating new ghosts to supply her business.
The group is just about to lock Jane in the amethyst room. Then the story takes one more wonky twist, courtesy of Frank.
I killed the chef. I had to do it.
Clyde.
I've had the pizza from that place down the street before, and I was not going to settle for that. Swedish meatballs are nothing.
Were you planning on eating the chef then?
Well, it was a crime of passion. I didn't really think it out much past that point.
Our tale ends with Frank locked up and the rest of the group waiting for the Mounties to arrive. Oh, I forgot to say, we somehow ended up in Canada.
We should have a beer while we wait.
Have a beer.
That's fair. That's fair.
Everybody.
Cheers.
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 Woo! May the Swedish chef rest in peace.
And may there be more Molson soon.
Ooh. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.